RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi 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 yadi.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty.
Morning Rush. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, it's a Friday finally.
It's finally a Friday.
It's actually Storm Friday.
Yeah,
in Cebu, Palawan, Isabela, that area, there have been a lot of school cancellations already.
Yeah,
like, walang pasok all levels because that part will probably feel some of the effects of the storm, which ravaged Guam. Oh my gosh, have you seen the videos?
No, not yet.
Like, it's like their version of, like, when Yolanda hit us.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it was, like, they were saying it's the worst in at least 30 years.
But, so, Isabela and Palawan, diba, that's on opposite sides. Why would it hit
both? No. Yeah, I don't know, but I was reading the Walang Pasok.
Okay, and those were
reports.
Both on the list.
I saw Cebu, a lot of Cebu areas. I saw Rojas, Palawan, where we are. It's part of the list. No, because see, it's not so much siguro where exactly the storm will hit, but which areas just decided Walang Pasok.
Because
so maybe,
okay,
if let's say you're a bit far, if you feel like medyo tatamaan kayo or malakas na yung ulan,
yeah.
They well, just rather.
I had an event as well in Isabela that got canceled.
Oh yeah,
the entire festival got canceled.
Right, yeah.
This weekend. So
I saw Isabela.
Yeah.
I saw Cebu, Rojas. Yeah, go check it out. Just look for it. It's on Twitter.
Yeah, so check it out. You might be going to school and there are no classes.
No classes. Yesterday on our way home, it was like,
oh my gosh.
Ugh, cats and
like
dogs.
Pouring.
So the lightning was so scary.
Lightning and thunder and like...
There were a couple of people that died from the
what?
Lightning. Yeah, that got
really?
Struck by lightning. Yeah, I saw it in the news.
Okay, see,
night.
Here like, Naga Albay, Argao, Cebu, Makabebe, Pampanga. See, even Pampanga. San Fernando, Cebu, Minglanilla, Cebu, Consolacion, Cebu, Talisay, Cebu, San Mariano, Isabela, Rojas, Palawan, Santa Ana, Cagayan, Echague, Isabela, Marikina. It just depends on who decides to call
new
classes.
I thought it was just like general areas.
Like, for example, in Manila, it's Marikina lang, pero all levels, public and private. No classes.
But, I mean, I guess Marikina is a smart, you know, city to cancel classes because of that river that gets flooded.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, if you think about it, any city can just announce no classes if they wish. If they see fit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just be careful. You know, this weekend, we're so happy it's a weekend, but it's also going to be very stormy.
It's a stormy weekend, folks.
Okay.
Keep safe.
Keep safe, definitely. And we do have a top 10 for you today. And we are thanking Chasing Charles for the topic. And just like you said, in your case, you were supposed to have a hosting. Hashtag change of plans.
Happens.
Tell us those stories where you had a change of plan, whether it's like a minor one, like for the day, or a major one, like for your life. So for example, change of plans. Told myself by age 25, I'll have a house, a car, a wife. But now, I decided instead to just give my parents the life they deserve.
Aww. Sweet. Hey.
Kasi parang you can't do both. You know, either you kind of like, you know, take care of them first, or you go after what you plan. There's no wrong or right answer. It's just a matter of what you decide to do. And another example, change of plans. I was supposed to take up medicine to become a successful doctor. Pero nag-engineering na lang ako. Takot pala ako sa dugo.
Hemophobic.
Yes. So sometimes you don't realize you're scared of it until you're there.
Yeah.
And then you start extracting blood and then you faint. And then you're like, I can't do this.
I mean,
I can't do blood.
I don't know. I think if madame, yes.
I'm not afraid of blood per se.
Yeah.
Like, give me a vial of blood, I'm fine. When it's like gushing out of a person, then obviously,
right?
I can't. Or let's say a wound. So I'm not hemophobic in that sense where like the sight of blood scares me. Like if I know it's fake, show me like an actor na naka-makeup na mukhang super realistic blood, I don't have a problem with it.
Or like if you get a paper cut or something.
If I get a paper cut, I'm fine. But if I see somebody wounded, I remember before we were having a construction at the house. I was the only one there, only adult in my family at least who was there. And then one of the workers accidentally like sawed his finger.
Oh! Oh.
And there was nobody there. I had to like clean and dress the wounds before we brought him to the hospital.
Oh my God.
Because, you know, like, I realized I couldn't handle it. Pero pag, like, remember I always say this when it comes to emergencies? When there's no other choice, I realize I can step up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And taken whatever phobia I have, put it on hold, and then I'll like do what needs to be done and then faint afterwards.
You know what? Seriously, that's how I feel as well.
Yeah.
I think if something really bad happened. Knock on wood, like something happened, like I cut myself and I really need to get myself checked, I know exactly what to do.
What to do, yeah.
But it's gonna be autopilot.
Yeah, my gosh, like I was like cleaning the wound, like putting agua oxigenada and like, you know, betadine and like gauze and, you know, medical tape. My gosh, like I was like Florence Nightingale. You know, I was like, but yeah, I was able to do it. But of course, nanghina yung tuhod ko afterwards, diba? Like I was like, did I just really do that? Like it was practically bone.
Gnarly.
Sorry.
It's not just things like that. In movies, for example, like movies like Saw.
Yeah.
When you see their like guts coming out,
yeah,
I can't.
I'm fine with that. As long as I know that it's fake,
I don't know.
It can be as gruesome as you want, but as long as I know that it's fake, I'm fine.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not scared of it per se. It's more like, because I know that somebody's in pain, somebody is injured, somebody is wounded, a real person, that's the part that kind of like I can't look.
No, but for me kasi, it's more like, I can't look, but then I'll look through my fingers.
Oh, but because you're a freak.
That explains it.
Because you're a freak. it's like, oh,
whoa, it's me. Oh.
Story of your life. Story of your life, Marky.
Take a peek.
And another example, change of plans. I was supposed to become a father with lots of kids. That was my plan. But now I'm a drag mother with lots of drag daughters.
Oh, I love that.
Even better.
Yeah. Change of plans. And another change of plans entry, ang plano buong barkada road trip for the weekend. Eh yung weather ang nangyari, kakain mag-isa sa fast food tapos uwi.
Speaking of,
yeah,
those two restaurants are open. The ones in East. The ones we were waiting for. Yes, I was supposed to eat there yesterday, but it was raining.
To eat. Oh my gosh, I can't.
There's two restaurants.
Two?
Yeah, because there's that one that you were telling me.
Yeah.
And then there's the new Thai place.
It's open already?
Yes.
Nobody's eating at home this weekend.
In the store.
Oh my gosh. Well, Daniel, to be honest, pag bagong bukas, ayaw muna namin kasi usually maraming tao. You know, usually may pila, may crowd. So we kind of let the buzz fade. Tapos pag medyo manageable na, then we eat.
Favorite ko yan.
Or we eat yung mga ano, we eat yung mga odd hours.
Right. Like mga 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Ayan, para medyo hindi na matapos.
Favorite ko yan.
Alin?
Buzz fade.
yung sa Twitter.
Oo.
Yung website. Yung
mga...
BuzzFeed!
Mga reports.
And one last. Sabi mo, we love each other forever. Pero parang may change of plans. Kasi ang pinakasalan mo yung friend ko na sabi mo, kaibigan mo lang. Eh, friend mo na sabi mo, kaibigan mo lang. And that, quote, you have nothing to worry about.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Merong major change of plans.
Copy.
From forever to blocking you on parang, all my social.
Or may nambuitre, ganun.
Oo, diba? Tsaka yung, like, literally, it's that pinagseselosan mong friend na sinasabi niya lagi na, don't be silly. Like, this is my childhood friend. Like, we're just like brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. You have nothing. Nothing to worry about.
That's the kahit worst
thing. Kahit sabihin mo pa na they didn't do anything while you were still together,
yeah,
and they got together like way after you broke up. Like you can't get rid of that.
Yeah.
Na
they were thinking
all
it.
Along they were attracted to each other,
exactly.
And he was gaslighting me or she was gaslighting me.
Kung movie yan, alam ko na yung scene eh. Yung direction eh. Yung, you have nothing, absolutely nothing to worry about. Cut to... Tan 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 tan
tan tan. Ang bilis.
Diba? Yung parang yung mga ano, like, yeah, okay.
That escalated quickly.
Exactly. So again, like we said, major plans, minor plans, life plans, long-term plans. Give us those stories where you had a, well, change of plans. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag change of plans in all your tweets.
Again, it's almost weekend. Well, tomorrow, send in your greets, requests, your 961-136-7931. And we'll be doing tea over coffee in a little bit, only on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. We're talking Kardashians now. Kim Kardashian is clearly annoyed, getting really angry at Kanye West because he talked about her sex tape.
Oh,
and cooking up rumors she was hooking up with Drake behind his back. And this was during the season 3 premiere of The Kardashians, telling Kris Jenner how exhausted she's been with her ex-husband's behavior, saying he's spreading rumors she was having extramarital affairs with Drake, with whom Kanye's had beef with.
Yeah, it seems like she's just so over this whole thing. She was like,
he's a mess.
Can I just lose it for once? Like, I... And she was just, yeah, she was basically just venting. And because Kim is someone who's always got it together, and she's usually the strong one. Like in the family, if there's a crisis, you always call Kim first. And she, basically, she's like Chris 2.0.
Yeah,
she by the way,
she's the one, Chris, like, you know, who knows how to take charge and who knows what to do.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's something admirable about her. Like, you can always count on her.
Right.
And she never loses her cool.
Para siyang she's the reliable ate.
She is.
She acts like she's the oldest, but she's not. But, yeah.
I thought it was Chloe for a while. Or is she not?
What
like
do you
that?
Mean?
Because for some reason, when I used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians...
The strong one?
Yeah.
She is. Well, she's headstrong. She's got a she's opinionated. But it's Kim who's like more like the crisis control person.
Control.
And who's like the PR whiz, you know? She knows how to handle stuff.
Wala na, no? Every time you talk Kardashians, naalala ko na those two TikTok kids. Yung Pinoy's ba yun? Yung,
I'm not sure.
The brother and the sister who recreate. Hindi man recreates. Like, they do their own version of...
Yeah,
they
yeah.
do a parody of
But
of,
I
like,
prefer the one girl.
Katawa sila.
Sa katawa yung solo.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, super. Oh my God. And her skits are just beyond. You should watch it.
Yeah.
She plays all the characters.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so funny. But yeah, I feel for Kim. I do. I mean, it takes a toll on you at some point, right? Whenever you, like, if you're the type of person who absorbs, parang the shock absorber.
And that's the worst kasi talaga. Like honestly, like, obviously it's not fun when somebody goes after you. But when it's somebody who was very close to you, you know, a significant other, a best friend, and then tapos parang sila yung arch enemy mo now.
Hmm.
I mean, that's tough. You know, I mean, it's bad enough when you get that kind of treatment from a stranger or from an enemy,
yeah.
a longtime enemy. But when it's somebody you used to love, the father of your children, and then
it's
they
father,
wish
no?
harm on you, and even it's harm, so, but I mean, you know, like yeah. it's a bit more na just harm on your reputation, or parang it's hard to carry.
And you have to remember, it's like, before they even started hooking up, making babies, getting married, they were like best friends
exactly.
for a very long time.
Exactly.
And she really fears that it's gonna mess up her kids a
Aww.
Lot more than her sex tape could
Saka
ever.
Saka doble yung sakit eh. Kasi nga parang it's somebody who used to be your friend, your
yeah.
lover, your soulmate.
And someone who said that he would protect her.
Exactly.
Her lifelong protector.
And then now because things have fallen apart, parang, okay, let me just destroy you. You know, even if it's just through mga ganyang
And it's not just her.
Antics.
Every day it's a different person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think
so. Very sad. Very
and
sad.
Also, it's important that he goes and gets himself checked. Mental health wise, it's. I know it might be too far down, but.
And did you see the other
anyone one? Can get help.
The pic. She has a new picture with the wife.
Oh yeah. Like,
and it's a weird. What is that thing he's
the
wearing?
The sock thing.
Yung parang it's like his shoulders are abnormally.
Oh.
It's the shirt. Yung parang ang laki ng parang siya may shoulder pads pero hindi siya shoulder pads because it's like it's not just on usually it's just on top of the shoulder. Ito parang like it's padded like the shirt is.
It's this one.
Look at it.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I was
right?
looking at it
it's,
before
it, that's
we
That's not his body
started.
Shape. He didn't get that swole. Like.
Yeah.
It's a. I guess it's a padded shirt, but it looks weird. It looks really weird.
It's this one. Like a football player shirt.
Like a football player
No, but
shirt.
What
so
was
weird.
Interesting,
it's
I thought, strange. I was looking at the footwear. He was wearing like a sock shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Like a pair without soles. Okay. Basically, it looks like, it just looks like a sock. Oh, look.
Yeah, it does. Well,
it's strange.
For me, it's the shirt. That's a weird looking thing. That's a weird thing to wear. He looks like, sino yan? Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
Medyo ganun yung look niya. Oh, Kanye.
I know. Oh, and just additional tea. I read somewhere that Britney reunited with her estranged mom after like years and years, or they were spotted
Ooh.
Like seeing each other, getting together.
Okay.
That's,
well,
that's
she is
good.
Her mother.
That is
regardless
good.
Of what they've
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if they could. Patch things up.
Maybe.
I just hope it's good for her. I just hope they don't. I mean, this time around, they really have her best
interest at heart. Yeah.
Hopeful.
Anyway, there you go. That was your hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send a hashtag with your response to RX931 on Twitter.
Sponsor RX93.1. Let's say good morning to some early birds. Those texting us already by 0961-1367-931. We want to say a good morning to Yontefian, who says, happy Friday, beautiful DJs.
I know.
Have a safe and warm weekend. Hello to Charlene Garcia, who wants to give a shout out to Erwin Anthony Climaco and Miggy Crisostomo. Hello to Melai and Mar. Edward Villona says, grabe ulan last night sa Taguig and Pasig
yes.
area.
We were there.
We came from Taguig and then went to Pasig and yes, literally like we
that
caught the heavy
the
downpour
rush.
While we were on the road. My gosh. Hello to Renz and Fernando wants to say, or Jeff wants to say hello. Good morning to Krister, greeting his good friend Mark Santiago and the Impactas, Choi, Nate, and Miel. Mitch, good morning, and that's it for now for the text line.
Saying hi to a few people on our Twitter. Greeting Torini Bayville, who is locked in. So many awesome rushers are back.
Yay!
We got Torini Bayville. We also have Fabrienne. They say hello, and it's great. It's great to see you guys again.
Welcome back.
Gino in a Bottle says, hi, can I just ask, does the morning crush only happen on Thursdays?
Usually, yes.
I'd like to suggest a few morning crushes
oh,
next
Oh, please do.
Go
Send
for
in
it.
Your morning crushes,
please
even
do.
If it's not a Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not just Thursday.
Kasi pwede naman, you know, we do that for us, but for you, we can
yes,
have a little, like,
anytime.
Rusher's morning crush.
So if it's Thursdays, what would Monday be?
Malik. Malan.
Sige, tuloy mo.
Yeah, Malandi Mondays.
Pwede.
Malandi Mondays.
And then Tuesdays would be?
Chuk Chuk Chanas Tuesday.
And then Wednesdays?
Hirap naman.
Wet.
Okay.
Thirsty Thursdays. And then Friday would be? Fuck.
Sorry?
What did you say?
Huh? Fa la 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 la.
I can't.
And then I'm gonna fuck.
What we're saying is basically we're thirsty every single day.
I know, right?
And Chico earlier was just saying how thirsty he was.
Yeah. Literal, ha? Mamaya. Like,
literal. Actually, we're all thirsty.
Yeah. Oh,
parched.
Wow na wow.
Wow na wow. And utom na utom.
We're shameless.
And this is why, we're listening to 34-35.
Yeah. And Marky just happened to sing along to one part of the song.
Let's say the Friday part.
The Friday part. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Greeting all my wavs. Good morning, beautiful DJs. It's my birthday today, celebrating the last year in my 20s.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! And super excited to spend more mornings with you. Sending lots of love. Very, very
so
sweet. Thank you very much. Who's this? Yon Tifian sends us, a report about what happened yesterday. So everyone watch out, how the two miners passed away after being struck by lightning in Cavite.
Yeah.
So people watch out.
Go indoors when it starts raining or pag merong mga thunderstorm. The past couple of weeks, there were I've seen people, friends of mine, post na they landed but they couldn't
disembark
because of a lightning strike.
Yeah.
So yeah, basta there are thunderstorms, please take cover. Not under a tree. Find a building or a house or
Yeah.
Kasi did you see those videos? Yung nandun sila sa ilalim ng tree. And then the tree gets struck by lightning and everyone around it, even if they weren't touching the tree, they just fell like logs.
Oh my gosh.
Electrocuted.
So scary.
So
don't run under trees because trees are usually one of the first things that are hit by lightning. So
yeah.
Find an indoor place.
Yeah.
To go inside.
Okay, so Marge Abrigo says, on the way to work this early, good thing, starting early and finishing early, we'll be able to witness a vivid Sydney opening tonight. Oh, probably a thing in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Archer Aguilar says, hello to Mama Juvikli Anthony, happy pill, greeting my professors at LCUP College of Medicine and my third year classmates. Good luck on your exams today. Good luck to you guys. Hi to Renz Rufil, last couple, Juice Blank is tuned in, I think sending in his watch list, which we'll be talking about later.
Oh, that's nice.
And Elaine says, happy Friday, and she is also waiting for our weekend watch list.
Okay, that's coming up later.
That is coming up later, and in the meantime,
feeling ko mag-vogue ka at any point.
I know, right?
Parch.
Parch, voguing.
Well,
voguing, right? Anyway, if you guys have more greets and requests, send them over at RX931 or the Monster text line. We've got the first batch of today's top 10 coming right up only on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Okay, let's check out the text line again. Good morning to Chinito Ken, who says, see you, Boracay, tomorrow with family naman. Hoy, mag-umayos ka, says Chinito Ken. Hello to CW, who says, good morning, mga kaotlok. I'd like to greet myself, Good morning. I hope I hear it and I hope I like it.
Hello. Oh,
there you go.
Good morning to yourself.
Anget Torres and sabi niya, flirty Friday na lang mas PG kesa sa naisip ni Chico.
Bakit pala ba nga ako sinasabi kung nag-react na kayo? Flirty nga. Flirty.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. Hada Esther who says, please greet the Lamco team today as we go on our outing today. Sana we catch a little bit of sun in Batangas today.
Well, I wouldn't really count on that.
Unless you have like a tanning bed or something.
No. Well, I hope you have some indoor
but
activities
enjoy.
Planned
yeah,
as
enjoy.
Well.
And be safe.
And be safe, yes. Hello to Mayo, who's asking us, what do you think of the Survivor finale? Mars also saying, without spoiling anything, any thoughts on the Survivor finale? Well, Chico hasn't seen it. I watched it last night.
Don't say anything. Yeah, I'm going to get a clue, context clue with what you say.
Yeah, you can't look at him or say anything. It's counted as a spoiler.
I will get it. Hoy, sa'yo hindi yun look, ha? You literally, like there's no other winner except Gabler.
Okay, I'm just gonna say that ultimately, I was satisfied with how the season went. Because remember, I wasn't a big fan of the season in the beginning until maybe like the middle part of it. Yeah. Like, it was only after the merge or after the early part of the merge that I super got into it. No, Mayo, I'm not gonna do that. You know, gusto yung ispoil ko for you. May sinasabi siya. No, I'm not gonna say anything other than I'm just happy with how it turned out. And I have to say, like, I see returning players from this cast.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's very easy to tell which ones will be returning. And also, I told Chico, I gave Chico a little teaser, but I didn't say anything. I just said, all I'm going to say is, dun sa fire-making challenge, the fastest time for it was set by the winner.
Yeah.
So there's that.
And
and the votes went one vote to one finalist, all the votes to the winner.
Yeah.
So there was one person who didn't get a single vote. Okay. Dun sa final.
Well, normally,
three. That's common. It's common.
There's always that one.
Yeah.
But in this scenario, you probably wouldn't expect how it turned out. In terms of the voting.
Okay.
Okay, there. Okay. Yun na yun.
Tama na.
You know what? I think that would be my problem. Like, I think I'd get all the way to the top three, but I'd get zero votes.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I think Chico would do really well if he gets to the top three.
Yeah. You know, that's what makes it great. Because you don't, yun nga, like, people who will make it to the final three will have a hard time getting the votes. And the ones naman who will probably get all the votes will probably not make it to the final three. Kasi alam mo na they're beloved eh. So like, wag mong dalin yan.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, and usually these are the heartbreaking decisions for the... Kasi usually yung mga magvo-vote out dun sa well-loved probably also loves them.
Mm.
But it's like, but we can't take them there because they're going to win.
Because if we take them there, they're going to win.
I do
and
feel,
that's the beauty of it.
I feel like yung finale this season was actually... like, it was decided during the final tribal council. Like, it didn't seem like the jury was, you know...
Decided
when they came in. I really felt like their votes were up for grabs. Like, for real. Because, you know, they always say that, right? But for real, I did feel like they listened to the finalists. And, yeah.
Yeah, like they say, diba si Erica the Filipina, who won a couple of seasons ago. They say it was really the speech...
Yeah.
Like, I say most of them didn't really like her, but because of the final, like how well she spoke and her argument, parang nasway sila during the final vote.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning to Rob, who's saying good morning. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything, Rob. Hello to Mayi and Jojo, who says, so excited for later. I'm gonna binge watch Survivor the whole season. Go for it. Hello to Mar. And Mar thinks 44 was better than 43. Oh, let me think. Yeah.
Ako same. Yeah,
I mean, more or less similar. Pero I'm just gonna probably say na mas satisfying naman yung ending nung 44 than 43.
Hindi, tsaka kasi parang I don't see why people would kept saying that it was such a bad season.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it.
No, and the thing was, for me kasi, yung 43, by the time it was down to the finalists, wala na akong niru-root for.
Well, yeah.
Like, all the people I wanted to win got the boot.
Yeah.
As opposed to this season, at least, alam mo yun, may nakarating sa finale. Mm-hmm. Oo, ganun. Hello to Michelle and Paula May says, good morning. Carmina also says, good morning, guys. Weird, but thankful that it's not ma-traffic today. Going to work. 1 hour lang from Laguna to Taguig. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Good for you. And last one, good morning to Mitch.
And saying hi to a few people on Twitter. Greeting Edith. Hi to Renz Rufil. Greeting Marja Brigo. And on our Facebook, TMR on RX931, we have a few messages. Migs Domingo. Hi to Franz Anton Lim, who says, podcast listener here. Heard about your stiff neck problems, Chico. I have a self-treatment for that. I can make a demo for you.
Oh, please. Please. Thank you. Yes, I always have a stiff neck, stiff shoulder.
Yeah, send that over so that, our youngling here.
We would love to do it.
Speaking of, good morning to everybody that, replied to my story last night. Like, and dami. Too many.
Oh,
and dami reacts.
I know, right?
What is this? Yung 36 going on 13?
Yeah. Kasi yung story ko, I'm ready to take this kid's lunch money. And yes. Everybody was like, kid? Where?
I know. Kasi hawak pa zesto.
Mukha siyang grade school.
I saw that.
Yesterday.
Oh my God. I was like, what? 12? Two. Looks like he's two.
Ay, nako.
Like a little chanaka. And ano pa?
Tapos yung ano pa, yung parang, it was so cute, their like, parang cafeteria. Looked like a school cafeteria. It reminded us of like, our respective school cafeteria.
Si Christero, nauna pa nga siya pinanganak kaysa sa Zesto eh.
Actually, yung lunch nila, buhay nila.
True story.
Uh-oh. Like, I was so excited. Oh, it's this new brand. What's this new juice?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, saying hello to Cherry Uy and Richard De La Rosa. Hi to Jimu Fernandez, who thought that the person in our photo yesterday was Chinito Ken.
Oh, no. It was
Incredipol. Who was our topic sender also, diba? So, saktong-sakto. And, saying hello to Migs Domingo, to Carmi Miguel Soldao. Hi to Ana Cinco. And that's it for now for greets.
All right, we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Chasing Charles. Thank you. Hashtag change of plans. Let's start off with Archer Aguilar.
Number 10.
True story, I was supposed to go into law school, but I've always had a love-hate relationship with medicine. So I took the NMAT. And I said, if I get a score of 69 or higher, I'll pursue med. Fast forward, I'm now a third year med student.
Oh!
So, law talaga yung gusto niya. Pero ako naman opposite. I was supposed to take up medicine.
Mm.
But, yeah. Like, communications. I mean, I realized communications was really more of my strength.
Your thing, yeah.
Not science. So, here I am. Yun, very major, change of plans. Because as a kid, high school, I kept saying, every time people ask me, what are you going to take up? Medicine. I'm going to be a doctor. Medicine. Like, bukang bibig ko yung medicine. And suddenly, I was like, okay, broadcasting. Yeah, life works that way.
I had the same thing.
Yeah.
Freshman year, doctor.
Diba? It's always like, doctor.
Sophomore
really?
Year, lawyer.
Ako lawyer. That
junior
was my
ano. Year, businessman.
Mm.
Senior year, artist.
Fast forward, Viva Max.
You know what? I'm gonna be candid. I only did that because the director sent me a message.
Oh, but you made so many people happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all them security guards.
They remember you.
They remember you.
I'm like, oh my gosh, my target market has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba? Although, meron ding iba pang target market. At saka hindi yung sa Viva Max. Yung sa isa pa. And, yeah,
there are a few target
the markets. Comments! Ay, the comments! Sa Twitter! Mga...
The list.
Yung mga, grabe talaga. Mm-hmm. Si Marky. Natatawa ako sa mga comment section.
Well, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And from Abby CJ.
Number 9.
I used to do this all the time. Gagala sana kami para mag-camping. Yung legit camping ha. Pero nauwi din sa camping sa bahay. As in, nagtayo ng tent sa loob ng kwarto. At doon na lang nag-pretend. Naging glamping siya. It's also fun.
It is. Or kung may backyard kayo, para naman medyo
backyard
outdoor,
sounds
diba?
Good. I like that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Na parang yung pag-umulan,
you can easily
pa rin kayo.
Go back to the house.
No, like enjoy it kasi kung most tents naman na waterproof.
True, true.
You can get the feel of the wild
outdoors. You're outdoors.
You're just in your backyard.
Yep.
You know, and
pag gininaw ka, pwede kang umuwi na.
For me, ang best part about it is the going to the bathroom part. Kasi diba, if you're in the wild, yung maghahanap ka pa ng, ano, mag-hukay ka pa. Paano ba? Because I've never gone camping. Like you, legit camping.
You poop in the, ano?
In a hole?
A hole.
I mean, I went camping, but I didn't.
Kasi, well, I have gone camping, like in Washington. Pero yun, parang siyang campsite. So literally, forest siya. Like literally forest. And pero meron kayong parang square. Meron na siyang mga parang wood.
Parang porta-potty?
Hindi naman. Parang, it tells you which is your spot.
Oh, okay.
So, kanyari, number 8, ganyan. So, hahanapin mo yun. You go down the road, tas may parang little clearance na big enough for a tent and like a bonfire. Tapos, dun ka.
Okay.
And then you go further down the road, but you get all the feels of like wild kasi wala kang katabi.
Mm.
You're surrounded by trees and forests. Mm. And it's sometimes like during the night you'd be visited by like rabbits and like deer.
Oh, wow.
So wild siya talaga. It's a forest in Washington State. Pero if you walk further down the road, meron siyang legit like toilet. Like public toilet where you can take a shower, you can pee and poop and like so you don't have to do the icky stuff but you get the feel of being in the wild outdoors.
Yeah, ang ganda. Medyo hybrid na yung ganun.
Hybrid na yan. No,
hybrid
I've been on a few of those.
It's so good. I don't mind that.
A few backyard versions of that
camping.
As well. But I have also done a rainforest survival camp.
Ooh, yeah, parang
which is, well, it's something that I did in school. We had this outreach program. We went to Subic. And we stayed in the rainforest.
In the rainforest.
And we had our own tent. We didn't have bathrooms. We learned how to make our own, like, bow and arrows.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. I mean, I'd find the making of the bow and arrow stuff fun part. I just really don't like the no bathroom part.
Mm.
Yung hukay ka sa lupa. And, you know, and the idea that that's what everyone's doing, I'd be like, I wouldn't be able to walk anywhere.
You know,
thinking
might step
that there's
on something.
So
like it's actually right near a little like river-ish kind of thing where we also like wash ourselves. And so there was this one guy who was annoyed by another one,
uh-huh.
And the other one was like pooping next to the river, and he pushed me. But these are 12-year-olds, so like.
Oh my god.
He got in trouble obviously, but like it was one of those things that I remember like until this day.
Okay, but I want to go glamping.
Oh, me too.
Glamping.
I'm willing
you
to do
try
that.
Glamping?
I want to try glamping.
Yeah.
Like legit. It's like I
there was someone who sent me about glamping.
I do
diba?
That.
I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
going to
send
forgot.
The message again.
Cuz that looks nice.
That looks fun. And from Savior Loki.
Number 8.
Nag-aaral na ako mag-drive. I already actually have a student driver's license. Kaso ang dali kong mag-panic. So wala. Nagbubok na lang ako ng ride sa mga apps. Like you literally learned how to. Kasi ang driving, you can't just learn it. You have to practice it.
Yeah.
So if you don't practice it, you won't get it. You know, you lose the skill. So, yeah, I guess that's a change of plan. And from Simply Nedge.
Number 7.
True story, hindi natuloy yung family outing namin. Kasi dumating yung inarkilang sasakyan. Eh, since lahat na umay na, nag-picnic at video kaya na lang kami sa bahay ng isang tita.
But I guess it's fine, out, pero diba? Kasi kung nakabook na kayo, you paid ayun na, lang. And all that, medyo, you know,
medyo bad
sayang.
Pa. Pero minsan it's more fun pa.
Yeah.
It turns out the parang naging no choice plan turns out to be such a memorable memorable thing.
Yeah.
May minsan yung nag-ano na kayo, sleepover nila kayo para saya-saya nyo naman, diba? And from Tampupu.
Number 6.
Ewan ko ah, pero yung dapat ko-coffee lang kami tapos nauwi sa sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Ha? Kung magka-sleepover, magkakape lang kayo.
Diba ka nagkasarapan yung usapan?
Ah! Di pwede magstay kayo ng late sa ano, tapos magsiuwian. Bakit sleepover?
Eh, gusto nila to talk through, like, talk the whole night. Ganun. Mm-hmm. Walang tulugan.
Uh-huh. Walang tulugan!
Or baka ano, naparami ng ano, ng cream, ng whipped cream.
Whipped cream?
Oh, cafe, di ba? Mga frappuccino.
Mm.
Di ba with whip?
Yes.
Watch me whip.
Tsaka, di ba meron yung mga ano, yung mga dirty latte. Di ba mga ganun? Ano yan? Isn't there?
Dirty chai.
Like a mga ganun. What does that mean again when you say dirty in barista terms?
I don't know. I'm not...
What is dirty?
Meron yun eh, di ba? Like is a dirty like chai, dirty latte. It's something about the milk or the whatever. Basta. It means something. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number 5.
Sabi ko, papasok ako na maaga tomorrow. Then I remembered, we're allowed nga pala to be late for 2 hours per month without getting a memo. I'll just use that.
Anong company to?
Hindi kaya na, 2 araw lang sa'yo. Hindi rin ang umbra sa'yo. 2 araw lang yan. Ubus na yan. What about the other 28 days?
The other 10 days is 559.
559.
Oo, oh, sige, talaga. Diba?
Sloppy.
Oh, malapit na mag-reset yung ano ko. Yung reputation ko kasi matatapos na yung May. So,
May.
June is another
it's
month
another month
to redeem
it's,
myself.
And it's Chico's birthday month.
Anong reset ba yun? Yung reputation.
Every week.
Hindi ba parang henna yan? Like it sticks.
No,
can't like wash
then,
it off then. Like
After nga, di ba ang henna ilang weeks lang naman tinatagal oh. Pag next week, next month, ano na, brand
more like
new.
Ano, more like yung scarlet letter na tanyo lang. Medyo ganun yung marka sa'yo. And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 4.
You've always worked towards migrating to another country. You have money saved, work waiting, and family members settled there. Then, just when you're about to leave, you meet the one.
I find the idea very difficult to process. Like, yung parang, yeah, you made all these plans.
Yeah.
And then you just drop them for someone? I don't know if I can do that, honestly.
I would.
I have.
I don't know.
I'm that kind of person.
Not sure.
I'm the kind of person.
Yeah?
I'm very romantic that way. Like, short of, like, getting into trouble, wag naman ganon. Like, kunyari, school, you're supposed to take up college. Yung literally nagbayad ka na ng tuition that's, like, worth millions in pesos.
Mm.
Parang itutuloy ko naman yun. Pero gets, like, other than yung mga ganun, if it's just a matter of, like, me deciding to relocate or not, yeah, I would stay even if I had plans.
Really?
Yeah. I would cancel my plans. Kung, yun nga, short of, wag lang yung I'll get into trouble if I don't go. But yeah.
No. I have extended, but I have not chosen to relocate. There was a time I did have that crossroad, yeah. But I didn't choose it.
Yeah.
Well, I never did naman. So, to be honest, I don't know. This is in theory.
Yeah.
But in theory, I'm a won't forget, can't regret what I did for love.
Oh my God.
I'm like that. I am like that. I'm weaned on like romantic movies and, you know, rom-com.
You are the weirdest person. Because, like, you are such a hopeless romantic, but you can't watch rom-coms.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
It's so strange.
It's so strange.
I find that really weird.
I don't know, because maybe it's like, I feel like it's a parody of how I really am. It's like, that's not how it works.
Or parang they pale in comparison to your ano.
Yeah, like when I was watching Made in Manhattan, I'm like, yeah, I know. I mean, I look like Jennifer Lopez, but I mean, like... But this is just unrealistic. And yeah, I have that uniform in my closet, you know, that little hotel uniform.
Okay.
I cannot.
No, you know what? Okay. The reason I don't like rom-coms, I don't like it because obviously when you're a rom-com, the order is to make everybody kilig. It's the effort.
I guess the same way that I don't really like sitcoms because I know that they're trying to make you laugh, yeah. Especially with the laugh track and all.
Yeah. Yes. Understood.
I get that. Yun, ganun ako. Na parang, when you're trying to make me kilig, it doesn't work. But when you just do it, you just tell
when
your
it just
story
happens.
And it just happens.
Yeah.
Like even
understood.
In K-drama, ang mga nakikilig ako na part, not that, oh, trust me, in every K-drama, there's always this scene where matatapilok yung girl, tapos biglang susub-sub siya kay guy, tapos biglang mapapahiga siya dun sa arm ng guy, tapos ang lapit-lapit ng mukha nila. Oh, like, there's always that scene. And I don't like those scenes.
Okay.
I never fall for it. But in the other scenes where literally they're just like, I don't know, eating dinner or something.
Yung
and there's a small gesture. And I'm screaming because kilig na kilig ako. It's more of that. It's like,
yeah.
The part na alam kong, oh, ito na, kikiligin ka na, hindi ako kikiligin. And then when it's like they're just living their lives, doon naman ako yung, oh, it's so romantic.
Have you seen those videos that parody how each of these people die from the different...
Yes, I have seen that.
Funniest.
Yeah.
And how K-drama, it's always like, may mga roses pa on the side.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yes.
Over the top.
And from Memski.
Number three.
Gusto ko lang talaga ng tahimik na buhay. Eh, nagustuhan ako ng isang famous actor. So, sige na nga, I'll embrace the limelight na lang. Alam mo yung ano, yung even if you're an unknown, the moment you start dating a famous actor, actress, you're shoved into the limelight.
And yung mga, I didn't choose this life. This life chose me.
Yes. Tapos
and then
yung,
suddenly they become like big stars.
Exactly.
It happens.
Diba? And from Chasing Charles.
Number two.
Dapat ang date namin sa fancy schmancy fine dining restaurant. Eh, sabi niya, ang gusto daw niya talaga ay masarap. So sabi ko, eh di sige, change plans. Tara, food trip sa Binondo.
Oh, I love Binondo.
Do we were supposed to do a food trip in Binondo?
We have so many plans.
Oh yeah,
that aren't
but that was pre-pandemic.
Well,
we
oh
can
my
still
gosh.
Go now.
That is so good. Lala mo, like every time we go to our herbalist, we like eat in different, ano, like 9 out of 10. Like, sobrang sarap.
When are you going like, to your herbalist?
Wala pa nga eh. Wala pang plan.
Are they mostly Chinese food though?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. They're like 100% Chinese.
Okay.
Eh, kasi nga, we want to take advantage naman. I
yeah.
mean, we don't want to eat in Binondo and eat in a Filipino restaurant or an Italian
right.
restaurant.
Yeah,
why
so, right,
why would
right.
you do that?
Parang kasi it's legit. It's legit. It's like eating in, I don't know, Hong Kong or, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, it's so good. And
the top entry, number one.
Comes from the Super Malas Guy.
The Super Malas Guy says,
I was gunning for, well, being your husband. But I guess it's okay na rin. Naninong na lang ako ng panganay ninyo.
That's kind of like very
that's
Harry
sad.
Potter.
But
yes.
Still in their lives.
It is very Harry. Yun nga eh. It's very Harry Potter. Yung parang, well, might as well just be on the side and just support you, I guess. Well, that's true love. Kasi nga, parang you're willing to be like, this is not the kind of love that you wanted between the two of you.
But you take it over nothing.
Yeah. Right. And if that's all she can give you, you respect it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's practically, ano na yan. Parang ibang level na ng love yan. Like, it's a very giving, unselfish love.
True love.
True love. Yeah. Uh-oh. And so, there you go. The top 10. Change of plans. But if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Change of Plans in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to Gene Embuido, who wants to say hello to his wife Millicent and her office mates at Aristotle Tan Architects. Also greeting his brother AJ. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hello to Jay. Good morning. Chinito Ken says, kasi nga coffee leads to sex.
Okay.
Oh no.
Wait, where did that come from?
We're having coffee right now.
Whoa!
Okay.
Okay.
Isn't it too early?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'll get the camera ready.
I'm not a morning person.
Really?
Ever?
I'm not a morning
ever.
Person.
Really?
I don't know ever, but just in general. For me, when I have like a romantic like notion.
It's you mean like, you've never been woken up with like...
What?
You know.
In the morning?
Yeah.
And I've probably. But like, it's just not my go-to.
It's not your jam.
Parang for me kasi it's my... Parang for me, it's like, when you say morning, it's like breakfast and like bacon and like... asking each other how they slept and like planning for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? Like the romantic stuff, it's more like when you're winding down, when you're like done with the day's work and like, yeah.
Pero kasi sometimes you're tired already.
Oh, I'm never tired for that. I kind of sounded wrong when I said it. But yeah, I'm never tired for that. I mean, like, so... And it's just more romantic. It's just more... I don't know.
So, gabi.
Gabi.
That's his jam.
Or gabi. I know, like, you know, like, tangali,
or
afternoon.
Carson, whatever you choose.
Of course, Carson. And, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So, any other greets?
Yes, hello to Rob, and good morning to Louis from Baguio. And he's preparing for his demo training today.
Oh.
Wish me luck na makuha yung trainer post that I applied for. Good luck. And hi to Alfred Gumnab. Hi to Butter Baby. Good morning to Just Lurking and Cindy, who says some of my friends are on the way to Baguio today. Sayang naman daw yung reservation. So stay safe na lang.
They're not. Oh, but they're pushing through.
They're pushing through.
Okay.
Hello
careful.
To Mark Enriquez and Deck, his good friend. It's his last day here in SG, and I'm also flying to Vietnam later. Oh, enjoy. Ooh. Hello to Charmaine, and she says there are several camping sites here with really nice bathrooms. You went to one in Tanay where you can really set up a tent, cook food, no electricity, etc. But the bathrooms are sort of gym style with several separate stalls for the shower and toilet.
Yeah.
Super convenient, yes. She says.
I know.
That sounds good. And hello to Dan Gio, who's on the way to Alabang from Bulacan. Di ramdam ang layo ng biyahe basta TMR ang kasama. Have a good day ahead, you too. Ito yung ano niya. Have a good day ahead, Marky Hazel and Baby Chico.
Oh!
From Gio Santos.
Okay, thank you.
Baby Chico!
And wait, somebody like is listening to us from Bulacan?
On the way to Alabang from Bulacan.
From Bulacan. So taga Bulacan. What do you call it if like people from Bulacan have some thoughts?
Bulacan your thoughts.
Bulacan your thoughts.
Oh, diba? Okay.
Bulacan
that's,
your
that
thoughts.
Good. That sounds good.
Ikaw ba? What do you call that?
Broken your thoughts.
Exactly. Hello to Ivan and Ronaldo Quino. That's it for the text line.
Okay. And Twitter?
Reading Totti Marie and Juice Blank. Who sends us more of his watch list? Very, very excited to talk about that later. Hi to Paolo in Manila. What's up? And Yonte Fian. Greeting as well on Facebook. A few people saying hi to France, Anton Lin. Hi to Mix Domingo. Hello to Carly Miguel Soldao. Marge Astabrico. Hi to Sel Barria and Ken Pareda. And I believe that might be it for Greece. Yeah.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Chasing Charles. Change of plans! And I'm telling you, parang, you know, I didn't really choose this because of the storm, pero I guess nagkataon lang. Storms change plans.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like,
and cancel work.
My gosh, like, you know, some of the most ironclad plans. Pag biglang bagyo yung katapat mo, medyo uurong ka talaga kasi. And especially if it's very connected to the weather, yung activity.
And it's also,
for example, beach. Hello, paano ka magbe-beach kung bumabagyo?
And sometimes, even if yung venue mo naman is okay, it's not like papasukan siya. It's the safety of the people that will be going to the event.
And even if you're very secure naman in like your lodgings, it's just the whole, pumunta tayo dito para magstay sa room the whole day. So medyo talagang change of plans talaga pag may storm. So just keep safe, everyone. All right, so let's start off with Archer Aguilar.
Number 10.
Sabi ko nung una, I'll be the best and have the highest grades in school. Now I just want to survive and get through the academic year and to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Medyo may ganyan ako. You know, to be honest, like when I started, I would be like, oh, I'm going to be cum laude, and manageable naman yung expectations ko. I just really was targeting for cum laude. And then I'll really study hard and etc. I took summer classes, even if hindi ko naman kailangan. But, you know, life happens, and then you realize, you know, sometimes there are just other things in life other than that, you know, so... Yeah, ano rin ako na parang na-scale down ko rin yung aking aspirations for honors. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number 9.
Fresh grad, I'll work hard and climb the corporate ladder after 15 years of working. Gusto ko na lang makauwi nang maaga, araw-araw. I mean, now you know how it is to actually work, and you are working hard. In fact, you work too hard. So can I just come home on time?
That sounds good to me.
Come home early. That's true. Get some rest. Oh, the best kind.
And from Chasing Charles.
Number 8.
Original plans, I'll take nursing as my pre-med and then take it from there. But eventually, I decided, alam mo, I'll just be a nurse and then go abroad. Ayoko na mag-aral. Kasi parang like, you know, after studying for so long to become a nurse, you realize, ang haba pa pala. I'm a doctor. So like, look, I can get a job already at this point. So let's do it.
Might as well.
From Tampupu.
Number 7.
Nung pinalitan ko yung cactus namin ng hydrangea, ay akala ko change of plants.
Change of plants.
From mga plantito and plantito.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Ako, from actual plants to fake plants.
Fake plants, that's ako. True.
Actual plants, the fake plants, the Lego plants.
That's true too. I'll Google that nga. Lego and plants. Yeah.
They're so cool. I'm so interested. Oh my gosh.
From Simply Nedge.
Number 6.
Hindi ako pinapansin ni Crush, nakita ko yung kuya niya. Change of plans.
Well.
Oo. Kung ayaw ni Crush, edi try mo si kuya, mali mo.
Baka yun ang mamansin sa'yo.
Papansinin ka na. And from Memski.
Number 5.
Sabi ko, I will be the next Mel Chanco. Kaso hindi nangyari. So, wala. Nagkakalat na lang ko ng chismis sa barangay.
Okay.
That was a far fall from where you were targeting. From Abby CJ.
Number 4.
I was about to break up now with my jowa. Kaso naisip ko, tawid ko na kaya yung June. Kasi magbo-bonus na sila eh. Sayang yung freebies.
Well, that's practical.
Practical, you can get into that.
Pero pag nalaman yun, di ba, parang medyo nakakahiya.
Oh, di ba? And from Al Macchiato.
Number three.
True story, I took up 1 year of dentistry in UP Manila, transferred to landscape architecture in UPD as a stepping stone to BS psych, then med school. But I saw how happy my dad was when I took up landscape architecture kasi I guess he felt like I was somewhat following in his footsteps kasi he was an architect.
He was an architect.
So, alam mo yun, parang dapat stepping stone lang and then she's like, why don't I just stay here?
Pinangatawanan na niya. Yeah.
And now, you're a landscape architect.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it's so, like, it's a very, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like a very rare occupation.
You know what I was...
You don't get to hear so many people
who are landscape architect.
Kind of like, reminds me of my friend. She's not a landscape architect. She is an architect. Mm. But we were talking about it, and we were talking about her job, because now she is like, an office manager, a project manager, mm-hmm. something like that. And she says she's very happy with what she's doing.
Okay.
Even if it's not even related to her course.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but you did get to practice your course. I mean, while she was here yeah. in Manila, and especially right after college, she True. Pursued that for a bit. And then, you know, she changed plans and she says she's actually very happy with where she is.
Oh, yeah. Kasi yung alam mo yung dapat stopover mo siya into something else. Mm. And then you enjoyed your stopover so much. Yung kunyari, papunta ka ng, I don't know, papunta ka ng Dubai. Tapos dumaan ka ng KL.
Yeah.
And you like KL so much.
So you just stayed
instead of
KL.
Going to Dubai, you just stayed at KL. And just, you know, never left.
And sobrang daming ganong tao na parang yung whatever they're doing isn't even related to their course.
That's true.
And yeah, that's perfectly normal.
Well, not... You did broadcast.
I took a broadcast.
I did comm. Communication.
Yeah. Well, I did hotel and restaurant management.
Right? Look at that. And then we had a former jock who was an architect. Si Koji. And then we had... Sino, ano pa yung mga alam ko na, ano, na unique yung pinanggalingan? Jelly was a nurse. No, is a nurse. Diba? Rico is a nurse. Dentist. Jelly is a dentist.
Right.
Dentistry siya. Sino pa ba yung mga, ano? But like before talaga, like especially when I entered radio during that era, we were like three people. Na
communication.
Communication. Like it was so rare to find an FM jock who actually graduated from broadcasting. So yeah, that was actually the norm.
I was actually thinking, because I got into broadcasting very early in my college years,
yeah.
like I started sportscasting and then radio. And then I started to think I shouldn't have taken up communications because I could have gotten these jobs anyway.
Yeah.
Just, you know, being myself.
Yeah.
Like before major. So I was like, I could have taken up something else and then I would have had like a different. Yeah, exactly. So, wala lang. Parang yun lang. It's funny how you can land.
That's
wherever.
True.
Diba? It doesn't really matter sometimes. Yeah.
And for Maxim the Winter.
Number two.
Last year, I had extra budget. Kaya binalak ko bumili ng sasakyan. Eh, biglang pwede na ulit mag-travel as a tourist sa ibang countries. Priorities. Oh, I cannot without a car. I can't. Maxim, may sasakyan ka na sana. Oh my gosh, I can't. Kasi isa, like, of course, that's very important to me.
Pero daily convenience
daily
kasi yung
convenience
isa.
Yung sasakyan eh.
Uh-oh.
I can't imagine like not having like...
Or like unahin mo na muna yun and then go back.
And then go back to the traveling.
True.
I'm G for that. Pero definitely unahin ko muna yung iba. Kumbaga pag settled na yung mga... basic necessities.
Basic needs.
Then I start splurging on travel, on toys. Or...
Yeah.
Pero unahin ko yun. But that's me. Yeah, I mean, if your priorities are like traveling, then go for it.
Sabi ni Maxim, may sasakyan naman akong nasasabayan. May driver pa.
Oh, diba?
Oh, well, in that case.
Oh. And,
And the top entry, number one.
DP? Double pop.
I love that. And comes from Archie Aguilar.
Archie Aguilar says,
can you try TP?
Toilet paper?
Triple pop.
Triple pop.
No.
Huh? Oh. Effortlessly.
You and your tongue.
I know. So skilled.
Oh, but I noticed the middle has to be small.
Can you make it?
It has to be big, small, big.
Can you do three big?
Hirap, kaya no? Din pala, pero mahirap. May effort.
Mahirap yung mabilis. Who's, bakit ba? Dapat mabilis? Oh.
See, kaya naman.
Three solid ones. Ay, but parang naging manipis na yung sayo.
Ay, parang panipis na panipis.
Oo nga.
Yung una lang yung makapal.
Dapat ganun talaga, yung una makapal. And then,
hindi ba dapat manipis muna bago makapal?
And the top change of plans comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
Plan A, maging doctor. Plan B, mag-asawa na lang ng doctor.
Ay, I mean, whatever, right?
Para mas gusto ko yung B.
Ako din.
Hindi ka na mag-go through med school.
Tapos lagi pa siyang wala kasi on call, so...
Tingnan mo to, talaga ako kuno'y laging wala. Ba't man gusto laging wala
kasawa mo? No, I mean, you have a lot of alone time and...
Why would
freedom.
You want alone time?
Freedom.
Why would you want freedom?
because I'm not Chico.
And
may feeling ko sasama ka sa rounds. Ganong level.
Oh yeah. I'll be there. I'll be holding the, what do you call that? Yung board, clipboard. I'll be holding the clipboard. Oh my goodness.
But I have a feeling I'm turning into Chico. I think eventually it's gonna reach that point where I'm just like, well, I mean, it already has.
Yeah.
Oh, nga eh.
You come home na.
Yeah.
Ay, diba? Nakita ko pa nga yung mga hatiran eh. Witness ako eh.
Yeah.
Sa kasunduan.
Witness protection program.
Witness ako ng sundot hatid ni Marky. Mm-hmm.
And we do have two more batches coming up, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
We will see you there. Oh, it's an exciting Facebook Live.
Oh, yes.
So y'all better join us for that. It's a little, it's going to be a little different.
So different.
The setup is going to be.
Not a little different.
It's very different.
Very different.
Yeah, if you're curious, make sure to watch us later. We'll be on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. But for now, something from Jackson Wang and Sierra. Watch out for TMR Watch List. That's coming up in a bit on The Monster.
TMR Watch List.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for TMR Watch List. It's the weekend and a rainy one at that. So I'm sure everybody's going to be super tempted to stay in and just binge watch shows and movies. And we've got some recos for you guys today.
Okay.
I have three.
Okay, go.
So I've got two movies and two shows. So the first one is something I already talked about earlier this week. The local film Reroute.
Oh yeah.
Starring John Arcelia and Sid Lucero. It's super exciting, super thrilling, a little weird. A lot weird, but very enjoyable.
Okay.
It's that type of movie, and it's my kind of movie, so I truly enjoyed it. And there are scenes that you will find very interesting,
okay,
to say the least.
Mm.
Some of us have seen clips of the movie, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Well, there's not as much context as watching it. Like in full, obviously, you know, it will be much better if you watch it in full.
Uh-huh.
To give context to what was happening.
Yeah, for sure. And the other movie that I watched earlier this week is White Men Can't Jump.
Oh,
Jack,
yeah.
Carlo.
The remake.
The 2023 version. I really enjoyed it. And I have to say, Jack Harlow. He's a hottie.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Originally by Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. But Jack Harlow.
Okay.
I'm into it. Check it out. If you like basketball, if you like, you know, hip hop, that vibe, mm-hmm, it's definitely going to be something you'd enjoy. It's funny, you know.
Yeah.
Also very, very light.
Who was the other one with him?
I don't know the name of the actor.
No. I mean, like the original Woody Harrelson. Si Woody yung naalala
ko. I have no idea.
Woody,
I never watched the original for context.
Oh, ako okay. Din.
So okay. I only watched the new one. But yeah. So who's the other one? Let's Google it. White Men Can. You mean the co-star, right?
The co-star. Kasi ano yun,
yeah, kasi duo sila, di ba? Mm-hmm. Even the, in the new one, I don't know the name of... Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, there you go.
Oh, yes. So you...
Wesley Snipes.
Oh! Okay. Siya pala yung Orig. Eh, yung dito sa kay Jack Harlow version. The other one, his partner is Cinqua Walls.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Cinqua Walls, yeah.
Unless I just don't know that that's his name.
Yun nga,
you know, sometimes you see them in movies and you don't know the name of the actual actor.
Yeah, so, true. And my series is Selling Sunset Season 6.
Okay.
And I love it. I forget the other one. I have another one, but maybe I'll remember. So go ahead, Matt.
For me, it was just two, I guess. One, you guys talked about it already. XO Kitty?
Oh, so you watched
ikaw
it.
Pa yung nanood.
Yeah, of course I actually watched Korean. It. But it's, you know, it's like, it's interesting. I think I'm going to watch the rest of it. I don't know, I'm in episode 2, and so far, so good. Although, you know, I can only do YA in small doses.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. So, siguro after this, back to whatever it is I usually watch. And then I'll just jump back into it.
Okay.
And the other one that I watched was Voltes 5 Legacy, the GMA production. And it's really interesting. I mean, like, it's the first attempt to make, you know, a beloved mecha anime a live action series.
Oh.
So very different yung structure ng narrative, ng storyline. Oh, I really loved it. Yeah, for people who've loved Voltes 5 as a kid, and even the newer ones who've never watched it, mm-hmm. it's definitely worth a watch.
I've heard great things about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those that I'm thinking of watching, but I want to binge watch when everything comes out, right? Okay. Here we go. So I watched a few shows. One I finished yesterday was called Muted. It's a Spanish series. The concept is parents, a man and a woman, fall out of a balcony and die.
Oh, God.
And they put the kid in prison, or in what do you call it, juvenile hall, for a while.
Juvie.
And they don't know who really killed the parents.
Okay.
Because he doesn't talk. He stays quiet.
That's why it's called Muted.
That's why it's called Muted. Yeah. And then The Mother I watched yesterday with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. The one I watched last week.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about it? I was like,
yeah.
It was alright.
I mean, parang ginawa for an acting piece. Na hindi naman kailangan. Yung parang, ito yung assignment. Like, tapos parang gusto niya ng extra credit. Essentially. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I also started watching The Ultimatum, Queer Love, a little bit. It's about, well, it's The Ultimatum, but all lesbians.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So, go check that out. I don't know, actually, they're not all lesbians. I think there are a few trans men. So, go check that out. That's quite interesting. There's also a few other ones that I kind of watched on the side. A few anime, actually.
Oh, okay.
Heavenly Delusion.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Post-apocalypse. And of course, Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
People, if you can get out of your house and go to a movie theater, please check out Little Mermaid. It's so good. It made me cry. It's one of those live-action Disney movies that just make your heart flutter and take you back to when you were a kid. Anyway, there you go. That's it for my watch list.
And
a few more watch lists from a few people. There are people who are sending in their watch lists. Yontifian says she will add Muted to and reroute to the watch list. Justin Tayana. Humdinger Mayo says, this is my watch list. Margot at the Wedding, reroute, American Born Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
Disney
yeah.
Plus. That's
I'm very interested to watch
that's
that.
That's interesting too, no? It's like parang superhero din.
A lot of the cast members reunited for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, you I think it's about...
Three of them are there.
I have a feeling, I watched a little bit of a trailer, but it's about a guy who moves to the States, and he's a descendant of a mythological creature.
Yeah, something like that. But like, ano sila? The three leads of Everything Everywhere. Michelle Yeoh, Ki Kwan, and Stephanie Shu.
Yeah,
they're all in the same... It's almost like a reunion for them. Yeah.
And also Love and Death, sabi ni Humdinger Mayo. So check that out.
Oh, I watched that. Yan yung kay Elizabeth Olsen.
Si ano naman, Simply Ned says, Coda.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know where to watch it, though. That was Best Picture last year.
Yeah. Na LSS tuloy siya sa songs. Na song na both sides now.
Mm.
And then yung Ultimate Beastmaster sa Netflix. Meron palang ganun. I mean, I remember watching that when I was younger. Here you go. Lock on Stratos says Berserk, the Golden Age.
I've seen that.
Is it good?
I think I've seen... No. I mean, I've seen it like on like a streaming site.
The Irwinator naman says, I have an entry for TMR watch list. I know the series has been around for quite some time, currently on season 3, but Superman Lewis has never had a bad episode.
Oh, okay. I have to check that one out.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it, but I will check that out.
And lastly, Juice Blank sends his watch list. Berserk. It's 25 episode anime. So these are for anime fans. Vinland Saga, second season, which is really good. He gives it a 4 out of 5. My Home Hero says it's really good, 4 out of 5. And Oshinoko, done with episode 1 last night.
Yes, I did that.
Grabe iyako. 4 out of 5. So, there you go.
Wow. Okay, lots of stuff to watch on a rainy weekend.
You know, we should do that. We should add our rating.
Oh.
Diba?
Like, if you liked it.
Yeah, I think Juice Blank is going the right way. So, like, you know, 3 out of 5.
Okay.
4 out of 5. 5 out of 5.
Cool.
So there you go. For next time, we'll do that.
There you go. That's TMR watch list for you this Friday. We'll do it again next week. And watch out. We're about to go live on Facebook for more of the top 10 and a little something special for you guys to check out. Our new setup. So make sure to check it out. Okay. For now, though, something from Ian Dior. Tracks called Start Again on The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky. All the way till 10 on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
All right, Monster RX 93.1. And my gosh, we are live on Facebook.
Look at us.
It's
a whole new setup for you guys. So check us out on facebook.com/rx931. We're also on Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
And if you've, if you've never gone on Facebook, today is really when you should go on Facebook. We have like this, I don't know, magazine
it's
format.
It's the view format, right?
I mean, look at that. I feel like Elizabeth
Hasselbeck. Beck.
I was thinking Joy Behar.
Thank you, Whoopi. Thank you, Whoopi. I mean... okay, so...
Who's Marky then?
You can both be Whoopi.
I wouldn't mind Whoopi. I'm a fan.
Love Whoopi.
Actually, I like Whoopi.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of what she has to offer, better than Elizabeth.
I can never forget that Mama Ru clip with Joy Behar when Mama Ru was, I think, being interviewed.
Yeah.
And then, like, she commented about something about Mama Ru's look or something. And
okay.
Then Mama Ru was like, oh, parang binigyan ni Mama Ru ng advice si Joy.
Oh,
about, like,
okay.
What she was wearing, because she was talking about, like, her suit. And then, like, Joy went... like, I'm taking advice from a drag queen.
Yeah.
And then Mama Ru went, well, you better take it somewhere. You better take it from someone, honey.
I know. I know.
The shade.
But,
the truth.
Do we have greets? Or just jump into it?
We can check out the greets
on our
Facebook page. Again, if you haven't liked our brand new TMR page, that's facebook.com/TMR on RX931.
So saying hi to Kiko Man Machine, who says, TGIF, hope we all stay safe, especially the typhoon is estimated to pass by this weekend. Yes, yes, yes. Hi to Isaiah Arellano, who says, listening to you guys and asking about our thoughts on Survivor. We spoke about that a while ago. Check out our podcast for more details. Yontefian has a few more for our watch list today because we usually do watch lists on Fridays. She watched a lot of mermaid stuff.
All the
Little
people.
Mermaid iterations on Disney, The Little Mermaid, Mer People, a documentary on mermaiding, all sorts of cool stuff. Fast 10 and Muppets Mayhem. So lots of cool stuff to watch if you're stuck at home during the weekend. Also saying hi to Juice Blank and Justin Sayana. Hi to Eldrin C. Good morning, driving to Makati. Tuned in. Ken Carrots is locked in as well as Elaine, who actually sends us photos of the Lego plants.
Oh, there you go. So, oh, that is so cool. I can definitely get on
that. That looks like so much fun to build.
Right? I love building Lego stuff. Also saying hi to Lilo Boy and Genshin Impacto, Marja Brigo. And on Facebook, let's greet a few people as well. And Sulit Silayan. Paul says, parang malayo si Hazel sa mic on air. So,
why?
I guess.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey,
closer.
Hey.
Oh, that reminds me. We should take a photo here in this setup later. Yeah. I think it'd be cool. That'd be our podcast photo. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is it for greets.
All right. So there you go. And let's move into it. Sa mga nagbabagang balita.
Hindi namin gayo.
It's a newscaster.
Mm-hmm. So, eto, nandito kami si Henry Umaga Diaz at si Doris Bigor. And ako si Kabaya.
And this is TV Patrol.
Parang Karen Davila yata yun sa TV Patrol.
Okay. And we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Chasing Charles for the topic. Change of plans. I just noticed Chasing Charles' change of plans. Okay, lots of cha-chas there. So let's start off at number 10 from Archer Aguilar. Desired seat ko sa concert ay VIP, but my wallet says my only seat should be in the living room. Manood na lang daw ako ng fan cams ng concerts.
You know what? I would prefer my living room if I had like super nosebleed tickets. I'd rather watch it from
Same.
The comforts of my own home.
Same.
Just me, I guess.
I'm not a concert kind of guy, I realized. I went to this festival over the summer last year. And, you know, there's a part of me that's like, okay, this is a bucket list. But then it's one of those probably never again things. Unless I really have to.
True.
Because it's you have to stand for hours watching a performer that's amazing, but you can actually just watch with better quality on
the only thing that I really have a hard time with is going to the bathroom. Because if you're already like in front, if you're like right by the stage, parang it's so hard to leave your spot, go to the bathroom. Wala ka nang babalikan.
Oh, yeah.
People will think you're cutting in line when in fact you were already there.
You were there first.
You don't take note of who's there, right?
Yeah.
So if you see somebody just kind of like, excuse me, I'm like, excuse me, I stood here for hours to get this spot and now you're going to squeeze in front of me? And you have to go, no, I went to the bathroom.
That's it. Especially if we're...
So hassle, sobrang hassle.
Especially when we're 36 and the people we're competing with are 18.
Like 18. Yeah.
And they're just like so much more energy bouncing left and right.
Oh yeah. They can stand up for hours.
Exactly.
And they couldn't care less about 36-year-old next to them.
Yeah.
Right?
And number 9 coming from Meister Vin. I was in corporate and I wanted to transfer to government, but because of the pandemic, I ended up as an entrepreneur instead. So three different branches, three different ways of earning a living, and
Yeah, like especially nowadays, you'll never know where you'll end up.
And you know, a lot of businesses boomed during the pandemic. Yes, actually,
that is true.
So
yeah,
and I mean, as much as of course a lot also shut down, yung iba naman, surprisingly,
either boomed or started during the pandemic.
And from Shivana at number 8, grew up thinking I'd become a nun and being scared of the whole process of getting pregnant and giving birth. I always thought becoming a nun was a great idea, but turns out, masarap. I mean, okay naman pala yung process. So married 20 years with 3 beautiful daughters.
Mm. Hey, you know what? Sainzies.
Yeah.
I was supposed to, I mean, I wasn't supposed to, but like, I was pushed to becoming a priest.
Oh!
Because I have 2 aunts that are nuns,
okay.
And my grandmother was like, we have nuns in our family, it'd be nice if we had a priest, and you sing the psalms so beautifully.
But you'd be surprised, huh? Like, there are a lot of families na they don't like the idea of their sons and daughters going into a religious vocation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yun nga, I mean, a lot of people still feel it's outside of
the conventional.
The conventional. Like, they'd rather see their kids being married, with children, that kind of thing. I guess anything that goes outside of the white picket fence family idea scares parents.
But you did have your nun era. Your napapanatag nun era.
I did have my nun era.
That is
unfortunately,
true.
Unfortunately, my grandmother wasn't able to see that. Because if she did, I would have gotten a smack on the face.
For sure. For sure. Maxim De Winter at number 7 says, sabi ko maaga na ako matutulog para at least 7 hours akong tulog. Eh, itong mga adjusi ko, laging ang daming ganap sa gabi. Kung si Hazel hindi makastreak ng maagang pasok, ako hindi makastreak ng maagang tulog.
Well, I don't even attempt anymore to sleep early because it never happens. For me, early is before 1 a.m.
Wow.
That's early for me.
Yeah,
I'd probably be struggling already.
Yeah, no, same.
I cannot.
I have to sleep at exactly 11. I'm right in between both of you.
Mm.
My late is before 12.
Mm. Yeah.
Mga 10, 30. That's the perfect, optimal time to sleep to be able to function in the morning.
True. And Al Macchiato at number 6 says, bala ko talagang matulog ng maaga, kaso natagalan mag-post ng topic si Chico. It's 11:25 p.m. na, by the way. Wala na kasing BST. So before it was like, with a daily daylight savings time, it was 10 something. Now it's 11.
Kasalanan mo.
At yung late na yun, ano yun ha? That's like 6:01.
Late ka pa rin. Late
ka pa
rin,
5:59. Mm. And from Savior Loki at number 5, magkikita dapat kami ng friends ko this weekend. Ayun, may bagyo. So, move na lang ulit ang date. Happy ako. Happy din sila. Like, this is like for a barkada of introverts.
Mm-hmm.
Yung nagplano kayo ng lakad because you legit want to see each other. Pero ang saya nyo din pag hindi natuloy. Such a weird thing. Only introverts will understand. From Arch Aguilar at number 4, sabi mo, till death do us part. Pero in our case, till cheat do us part pala.
Mm, well, maraming nag-end na marriages because of that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But some choose to look the other way. So, depende na lang what you will tolerate.
Bahala ka na dyan.
Till cheat do us part.
And from Rice Cake Ian, when the bros canceled our Fast and Furious movie night, me quietly after they left, one ticket for the Little Mermaid, please.
Hey, there are a lot of bros who are in Little Mermaid. When I watched it, I think there were a lot more bros than, you know.
I think Disney, like Disney.
The regular
general. Parang it doesn't really.
It targets everyone.
It targets everyone. Yeah, when you go to your childhood happy place, that doesn't really choose. And number 2 for Mike Ferrer, change of plans, I almost found my happy ending. Kaso may sumigaw ng rain. So wala. Hindi natuloy.
Hassle naman nun.
Eh, don't do kasi anything raidable.
Oo, yeah.
Usually pag raid, merong, I don't know, maybe you're growing certain plants that you're not supposed to be growing. Mga ganun. Ano lang naisip ko? Nothing else.
Really?
Nothing else.
Mm.
Oh, well, a good raid, Pokemon.
That's a good raid.
Okay, let's leave.
That's like raid.
Okay, sorry, I have to do the Shadow Mewtwo.
Magre-raid muna kami.
Just coming out this weekend.
That's true.
All you
That's
Pokemon
true.
Go players.
And the top change of plans comes from Memski.
Memski says,
sabi ko, mag-i-invest na ako for retirement. I wait, sale sa favorite mall ko. Tsaka na tayo mag-invest. Di naman natin alam kung aabot tayo sa retirement age.
There's that.
Sana naman umabot
There's
tayo
that
sa retirement
school of thought.
Age. That's 60. So,
well,
siguro naman naabot kayo na.
That's the hope. But
that's the hope. That's
a
the
lot
hope.
Of people don't make it to 60.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about that, right?
Yeah.
What is middle age?
That is true.
You know, Bianca Del Rio went on a rant about it. Of course, I'm sure Bianca was just kidding, but she was like, you know, I hate all these people, all these youngs, like, commenting, oh, you're old, you're old. You should be so lucky to reach my age. And she was
That's
like,
true, though.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, you know you'll die too, right? You'll get old. And she was like, hopefully soon, but like...
She was just only she can get away with that.
She was
you
being
know,
funny.
If other people say that, people would be like, "Uy, that's bad." Mm-hmm. But with Bianca, I mean,
oh, she can say whatever she wants to say, and it'll just be a
you
joke.
Laugh instead of get offended.
But it is true. Aging is a privilege, and yeah,
that's true.
You gotta do it right.
I know. So, alam nyo, it's like I will be thankful if I reach your age. I mean, I will be so thankful.
We're the same age.
You're a little older, but because you're March, I'm June.
No, because you haven't turned 36 again yet.
Well, I can change that. I can change that.
I think it defeats the whole aging is a privilege point here.
No, I will be privileged when I reach your age, Ate Hayes.
Okay, bye.
Ate Hayes, don't worry. I will be very gracious when I reach your age.
Oh my God.
Ate Hayes is 25.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to change your, like, 36 then.
And
what are you
I'm
now?
17 going
13?
So. Okay.
We'll talk about it. We'll finalize things maybe after our Facebook Live.
Okay.
Okay, but there you go. We do have one more batch coming up. So, you know, send in your last minute stuff for hashtag change of plans.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final top 10 for today. And do we have some final greetings?
Yes, we do. Hello to everybody texting. Hello to Renz, to former Sanchez, who says happy birthday to his niece, Amara. Hi to Luis Hilog. Hello to Butter Baby, Maxim the Winter, Cyril Aaron, Mateo. Good morning. Hi to Kenneth Kim, May Padilla, McKeel, I think. Hello to Philip. Hello to the Super James and Cindy. We're also saying good morning to Gino Datayan. Thank you, he says. Just want to say I love you three. You're the reason why I became a morning person. Thanks Aww. For keeping me happy.
Thank
That's
you.
So sweet, Gino. Hello to Elaine. Guys, what day ako magsasend sa inyo ng coffee next week? Monday or Tuesday? Para matik na. Tapos di na kayo order for that
our
day.
Our new queen.
Ay. Yes.
Actually, para maganda yung bukas ng week.
Queen Elaine, Monday sounds
Monday
fantastic.
Monday sounds amazing.
Hello to Queen of Deadma. Please greet my baby Leonard. It's his 7th gotcha day tomorrow. Aw, happy 7th gotcha day, Leonard.
Aww.
Hello, Shello. Engel, Lazaro, Ro, Jean Embuido, and his sister Bea and her husband Michael and Ate Diane. Hello to his wife Mika as well. And Edmund and EDM, happy birthday to your sister Laika May. And yeah, he says, love ya, keep mothering. All right, so there you go. That's it.
Keep mothering. Saying hello to Star Marjorie, locked in on this rainy Monday in Singapore. Greeting Yontifian again and Humdinger Mayo. Dapat may ganitong setup panel sa Survivor Jury. Pag-uusapan nila
F3. May echo ka pa daw.
I haven't watched it. Oh, yeah.
No, I turned it off here.
Ah, hindi. Yun din kasing... Okay, go.
There you go. And also greeting
Kenneth Kim Javier. And that's it for greets.
All right, final batch of the top 10 for today. Numberless, so let's just thank Chasing Charles for the topic. Change of plans. Al Macchiato says, akala ko by 36 I would own my own house, have kids and a couple of dogs. Checks inflation and housing prices. Never mind. Happy na ako na kami na lang ni Mr. Kiatong dalawa. Why not? You know, that sounds like a plan. Mike Ferrer says, change of plans, postpone muna ang early bird era. For now, grace period era muna.
Grace period okay. era.
Fine. Pwede din yung at least I tried era. Pwede rin yan. Pwede rin.
At least I showed up era.
At least I showed up era. Or better late than absent era.
Mm-hmm.
The Super James says, kapag nasa gate na ako ng bahay and may naiwan ako sa bahay and then I'll get it, I really love the face of my pets when they think I changed my plans and I'm not leaving. Pero lulungkot din sila ulit. It's like, you're leaving, they're sad. You come back because you forgot something. They're like, yay, he's not leaving anymore. And then naalis ka rin pa.
So,
I don't know. That's like, paasa. Genshin Impacto says, friend says, uy, sama ka? Gala sa Tagaytay. Me, I'm like, ay, sayang. May tatapusin pa akong papers. Eh. Friend goes, sagot ko lahat. And I'm like, ano ba? Ba't ngayon mo lang sinabi? Di pa ako naliligo. Wait for me. So, yeah. I mean, who says no to a free trip?
Yeah.
And from Star Marjorie, crushing on a guy old enough to be my dad, but turns out he's married with a son. Pero buti na lang, in fair, bet ko yung anak at kaedad ko. Why not? Pero can you imagine like dating somebody na mag... Yung anak niya, yun yung age-wise, mas bagay sa'yo?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Pero can you imagine dating someone na crush mo yung tatay niya before mo pa siya nagustuhan or before mo siya dinate?
Oh.
Then you'd constantly be around
like
daddy.
The entry. Like the entry.
It's very obsession, that show on Netflix that I put on my watch list a few weeks back.
Enough. May part ng Unmuted that I was watching on the one I part of my watch list that has that story. Oof. Has okay. that exact storyline. I just don't want to spoil it, but watch it.
And from Afuzdel, I don't know how to say your name, I'm sorry. Afuzdel says, told myself hindi ako magkakaanak ever. But here I am with two baby angel dogs, Naga and Momo. I mean, they're not kids, but they're my kids.
And they're your responsibility.
It's not easy, ha? Akala nyo, it's not as difficult as raising a child, but my gosh, it is a responsibility. Arch Aguilar says, I wasn't able to use my 2020 planner for obvious reasons. As in, voila, super clean. On the bright side, I can use it again when I'm 54 years old in the year 2048.
2048?
Is that how long it takes before umulit ang... Yung nagmamatch yung day sa date?
Mm-hmm.
It takes 28 years? Really? I always thought that it'll be sooner. Oh, that's weird.
2048.
Kasi nga because of the month. Kasi lumalakad yun eh. Mm-hmm. So it takes 28 years for your planner to be like exactly the way it is.
Eh di, wag mo na lang pansinin yung ano.
Yung day. Position. Eh, ang hirap kasi minsan tinitignan mo yung Monday. Minsan tinitignan mo yung 28. Yung 15. Diba?
So, hopefully nasa iyo pa yung 20 years later. 28
exactly.
years later.
And also, Mayi says, true story, my dad brought home a stray kitty. It was dirty, it had fleas, ear mites, etc. So I told my dad, I'm not ready to take care of a pet. Too much work. 2 years after, I can't imagine life without my naughty baby boy.
Mm.
Oh, these are my favorite stories. Favorite story. I just love watching rescue videos. Kasi parang ang layo nung the life that they had versus the life that they eventually lived when they were adopted. But it's so inspirational that, you know, there is a U-turn from like a really terrible situation.
Yeah.
And from Shivana, change of plans, bibili sana ako ng people mover na family car, checks price. Pero apat lang naman kami. So normal SUV na lang. Chex price. Kaso maliit lang yung garage namin. Kaya mid-size SUV or sedan na lang. Chex price. Maliit pa naman ang mga bata. Compact hatch na lang. So,
or, yeah. I don't know.
Secondhand?
Secondhand! Yeah, that's another way of looking at it. You can actually find a secondhand car. Ang ano lang sa akin, I would probably only buy a secondhand car if kilala ko yung owner. Because if I know who it is, like it's a relative or a friend, at least alam ko how well the car is being taken care of. We actually get a lot of offers for our cars because our friends know that we take care of our cars very well. So, yeah. And the top change of plans comes from Memski.
Memski says,
sabi ko, I will climb the corporate ladder. Sus, climb the stairs nga to my room. Hirap na ako. Aanhin ko pa yung climb the corporate ladder.
Medyo mahababang journey yan.
Oh, yes. Now, what about us? What's ours?
Well, you think, good morning to my friend JP Suryano and hello to Maurice Umali. They're both locked in.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what's ours? What was your favorite change plans story? Change of plans, pala. Okay. For me, I guess like my favorite is like the weirdest hindi natuloy trip. We were supposed to go to Calatagan for wakeboarding. So, as in, we had our boards and everything. And then, we all decided, while we were having breakfast, talking about our trip to Batangas, we started talking about Puerto Galera. And at the time, none of us have been there. So, you're like, people are talking about Puerto Galera. Have you been there? No, never, never. And then, we all decided, why don't we just go there? So, we literally, what was supposed to be like just a Balikan trip, buti na lang marami kaming extra clothes. We decided to do like a Friday to Sunday trip. And I loved it because it was the kind of like change of plans na it was one of our most memorable Barkada trips after it happened. And it was completely unplanned. So I love those because it turned out well.
Change of plans. I guess I'll just tell the story for this weekend. Yeah, I was supposed to have an event in Isabela, but they canceled the entire fiesta because of this storm. So I guess it all worked out because it's also Shadow Mewtwo Day for Pokemon Go. So Chico and I are gonna be out and about the weekend.
This weekend,
but we'll be in our car. We'll be safe. I'll keep Chico GGG safe.
Yes.
Change of plans. Well, you know, my favorite is when you make plans to meet up with people and then they don't push through. So instead, you have all the time to do whatever the hell you want to do. If you want to sleep, you can sleep. If you want to order in, indulge, you know, watch your favorite shows. Yeah, that's actually my favorite.
Sounds like this weekend.
I love it so much. It's so awesome. And hopefully y'all will have the same chill time
at
home.
And stay safe, please. It is a typhoon weekend this weekend.
Lalo na pag ganyan yung weather.
Yes.
Yung may bagyo, tapos may plans na kayo. And then biglang, yung you're already dreading it. Kasi alam mo na nako, ang hirap. And then biglang na-cancel. Whew.
Right?
It's like very walang pasok vibes, right?
So, our only advice is enjoy the weekend, but please stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Just enjoy. So, thank you and we'll see you Monday!
Bye!
Enjoy your weekend on Manila's hottest Monster RX 93.1. Bye!